Now KRWG News. This is KC Counts. It's 7:45. A suspected car thief was shot and killed last night by an El Paso police officer. It happened at about 10:30 at the Walmart located at 12236 Montana. Police say two officers approached the car, which matched the description of a stolen vehicle. Police said the driver of the car drove off to try and get away, but hit the two officers and dragged them. One of the officers then shot and killed the man. Both of the officers were taken to the hospital. The extent of their injuries is not known at this time. Shoppers and employees at the Walmart were kept inside the store as police investigated. At about 1:30 in the morning, they began escorting them out of the building to the Lowe's parking lot nearby where family or friends could pick them up. Police said those shoppers and employees would be able to come pick up their vehicles in the Walmart parking lot sometime this afternoon. Conservation groups claim a fox is guarding the hen house at the Bureau of Land Management, and they want the acting director removed before damage to public lands is irreversible. The New Mexico News Connection's Roz Brown reports.
William Perry Penley was a controversial choice when named to the post. At a recent conference, Penley told the crowd the BLM's mission is to drill for oil, mine coal, cut trees, and allow ranchers to graze cattle. He didn't mention historic uses of public land, such as recreation and conservation. Jesse Dubell with the New Mexico Wildlife Federation calls Penley an example of a fox guarding the hen house.
With the agenda of the current administration and with the agenda of Penley at the BLM, it's inevitable that the end game here is to try to dispose of those lands, transfer them to the state so they can be sold off.
12 U.S. senators asked Interior Secretary David Bernhardt in late September to dismiss Penley from the job. I'm Roz Brown.
With less than 2 weeks until Election Day, both the City of Las Cruces and the Las Cruces School Board have interim leadership, something both entities will have to get to work on when the ballots are counted and the new council and board members are in place. Walt Rubel comments.
There have been few odd-year elections in Las Cruces more important than the one now taking place. For the first time ever, municipal and school board elections are being held at the same time. Elections for the Soil and Water Conservation Board, which had been virtually ignored in the years before leading the opposition to creation of the Oregon Mountains Desert Peak National Monument, are also included. Those changes, which were mandated by the legislature, made a lot of sense to me. I know that some school supporters worry about including bond and mill levy issues in the general election, but they have to be able to make their case without relying on low voter turnout for success. The election comes at a time when both the city and the school board are being run by interim leaders. Former city manager Stuart Eade stepped down in April, offering the vague explanation that he had decided it's an opportune time to move in another direction. It's not clear if the ongoing investigation into the city's Economic Development Department and its handling of funding for the Las Cruces Country Music Festival has anything to do with Eade's decision. The question of city leadership has not been a major issue in the race for either mayor or city council, likely because of the competent job being done by interim manager Bill Studer. Rather, the big issue, once again, is the need for the city to be more business-friendly. And, more specifically, to do something about those arrogant jerks working in the building inspection and licensing departments. And that's not my opinion. I've never dealt with them. But it does accurately reflect everything I've heard about city government since moving here in 2002. I was a little surprised that none of the 10 candidates in the race for mayor would appear to be to the left of incumbent Ken Miyagashima, who I consider to be a moderate progressive. For example, Miyagashima opposed the recent minimum wage increase passed by the state. All of the challengers, with the possible exception of City Council member Greg Smith, would appear to be vying for the business-friendly vote. While the city's departure with Eade was a bit of a mystery, the school district's departure with former Superintendent Greg Ewing can only be described as a mess. Despite mounting criticism and a growing string of lawsuits accusing Ewing of discrimination against district employees, the school board rewarded him with both a raise and a contract extension. Then, weeks later, he announced his resignation and filed a lawsuit against the district, claiming that he was the victim of a hostile work environment. The lawsuits against the district by former employees will play out in the courts in the months after Ewing's gone. In response to Ewing's leadership, a recall effort has been launched against the three school board members not up for re-election this year. That effort is now pending in the courts. Of the two members who are up this year, Maury Castro is not seeking re-election. Ed Frank, the board president, has three challengers. Frank has defended Ewing, saying he did not think he's the kind of person who would do the things that are alleged. He said he was surprised when Ewing sued the school district. The school district, like the city, has been fortunate to have a strong interim leader in Karen Trujillo. Both the city and the school will decide on permanent leaders once new boards are in place. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt's commentary can be found at krwg.org. Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect those of KRWG or NMSU.